Well, I'm just so fired up for our current guest. He brought the title back to the United States of America. He will try and defend his title once again coming up in Coney Island in just a few short days. He currently holds 6 straight mustard belts for winning the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. And Joey Chestnut joins us now. Joey, thank you so much for being on with us here.
Oh, great to be on with you guys. Excited about this 4th of July.
Well, do you get amped up this time?
Yeah, that's an understatement. This is I do contests all year round, but this is by far the biggest contest, and it's my Super Bowl of eating, and I've been looking forward to this for a couple months now.
Hey, I sit back as a Super Bowl champion myself. Also, was fortunate to be on the Ravens broadcast team. So, with that, I know that there's a certain amount of preparation that goes in, you know, that week or two leading up to the big event. Well, July 4th is coming up. And what's the mindset that you're going into to continue on with the mustard belt title?
Oh yeah, right now I'm in a nice cycle where I do a practice contest and I fast for about 3 days. Today I actually ate some hot dogs just to make sure that I got into my rhythm, my first minute rhythm, and then drink a bunch of water. And it's pretty much gonna be fasting all the way up to the contest on Thursday, and just a little protein supplement, make sure I'm completely empty, and now I'll be ready.
So
I've been practicing for about a month now. I'm in a pretty good cycle where I'll do a practice contest and fast and practice.
When you eat a hot dog, how many do you eat as far as like your practice run?
I do different types of practice. A lot of them are capacity, where I go to absolute capacity, get the food down and digest it, and then I can do a little bit more the next time. My practice today was really short just because I'm so busy with a bunch of media just for the contest. So I really didn't want to – I just was exhausted. I didn't feel like doing full practice. I wanted to make sure that my next the day of the contest I'm not at all tired. I want to take a little time off before the big event, make sure I'm not just tired.
Joey, I'm not going to lie to you. I've been dreaming about this interview for a long time, and we've interviewed some pretty famous athletes, celebrities, whatever have you on this program, but this is kind of the one. This is the holy grail for us. I have a lot of questions. Let's start with this, though. Are you hungrier than most people? Like, do you crave food more than I do on a given day? When you eat breakfast in the morning, do you eat, like, 2 boxes of cereal?
No, I'm not sure if I crave food more than people, but I think I honestly love it more than most people. When I taste something that I like, I really want to eat more of it, and the pleasure I get from eating something way outweighs any feeling of telling me to stop. And it's always a battle for me. I always have to tell myself to slow down. Don't eat so much food. It's always about because if I have my way, I'd end up weighing 400 pounds. But it's a battle. I have to make sure that long run my calorie intake is not too much more than normal person. Otherwise, I'm going to blow up.
Very interesting. So day to day, when you're not getting ready for an event and you're not practicing, do you eat more day to day than maybe the average person? What are you, 6 foot?
I'm 6'1". Right now, I'm 235. I'm a little bit chubby, but yeah, I love to eat. I do go to the gym. I try to run a little bit, but I hate it. it's a lot of dieting. After this contest, I'll be on a pretty strict diet for a little bit. Then I'll start eating normal, probably in 2 weeks, and then. It's weird because I love to eat so much, but because I want to do well during the contest, I have to be healthy, and the healthier I am, the better I can eat.
So when you see, I apologize for interrupting. I was going to say when you see, like, because you're talking about the health element of it all. When you see guys that are like really big and, you know, overweight looking, I mean, it's like, oh, I got this guy. Is it, you know, because the perception that, you know, the non-professional eater has is that, you know, the bigger the guy is, the more he can eat. But, boy.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's 2 things to be a great competitive eater. You have to be competitive, and you have to love to eat. And the big guys, they a lot of the big guys, they love to eat a lot more than they are competitive. And some of the competitive guys, they're really competitive, but they don't love to eat. They'll go out and they're really fit. I'm kind of in the middle. You can tell I'm not really fit, but I am competitive. I love to eat, and I'm also competitive, so I'll push it to the limit.
When you're looking at guys, for example, if you are sitting there and you just have to eat with some friends, do you say, okay, yeah, I'm just going to get this plate of salad, throw some grilled chicken on there and have at it? Or is it like, Joey, come on, man, let's get this in whatever that is, you know, a plate of ribs? Or, you know, I mean, do you find yourself like, nah, I'm a chill? Or do you find yourself like, all right, tonight is the night, I'm a hold back and just have at it?
It's very rare these days that I actually really go to town, that I just open up the gates and I just let loose when I'm out with friends. It's just because when I really let loose, for a contest, I prep for days. I make sure I'm absolutely empty, and when I get into my cycle where I'm fasting, it actually makes it not only am I empty, but it makes it easier to digest the food. So when I eat 5, 6, 10 pounds of food, it's easier to digest. So I know that if I do just go to town and eat 5 pounds of meat out of the blue, it's actually gonna be harder to digest, and I'll be paying for it for days. Whereas when I practice for it, when I'm prepping for a contest, I'll recover in a day and a half, in a day, if my body's prepped for the event.
The great Joey Chestnut with us here on WBAL. 6 straight muster belts at the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. I was going to ask you, Joey, how do you feel after an event? Like, are you going out to celebrate your victory after it's over? Can you go to the bar and have a few drinks? How does it work?
Not immediately. After the event, I feel like anybody who pushes themselves to the absolute limit, and that's like garbage. I feel like I don't think marathon runners are out celebrating too much immediately after. I don't think most boxers or a boxer who's been in a rough fight is out celebrating immediately. But after taking a nap and letting nature start to take its course, it's probably about 10 p.m. that night, I'll start to get out, and I'll still feel like garbage, but I'm pretty happy usually, and I'm out with friends and family.